Thank you for coming today to our Spiritual Science Conference call in association with the ESP Lab. And we say to those gathered here, blessed be. And to all our members worldwide, blessed be. Our theme today is Shine Your Light, Illumine the World. And that's what we're going to get around to. We basically thank everybody for coming and hope we have something good to say. But the whole principle of light is how the universe was created back in the days when there was darkness. And according to the book of Genesis, God said, let there be light, and there was light. So we have the creative power of the spoken word moving into action to create an ever-expanding universe filled with billions of galaxies and many, many stars, and who knows how many extraterrestrials and how many beings of various types. So light is central to the fabric of our universe, and in spiritual science, we believe that really we are spirits in a body rather than the other way around. And that spirit within the body is a light body. So we're going to focus on accessing that light and broadcasting that light for our own well-being and the well-being of others. So as we begin, we invite you to touch the power star in our opening paragraph of our newsletter. And say, let us all be blessed. Come join in the party. Let's play very hardy and know our battles are already won. For this, let us give thanks. And yes, let us celebrate living. And let's live the charmed life now. And let's live, love, laugh, and be happy as our style of living, moving forward into the new light. With peace, joy, protection, prosperity, creativity, good health, and good energies just pouring into our personal life experiences. Let us each one accept now the bounty of spirit help and the infinite supply of dear Mama Universe. Our Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab are dedicated to you to receive the superpower to joyously achieve manifestation of fresh increase with all that is needed and so much more. So let there be new rainbows and waves and rivers and streams and buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh increase, positive publicity, success stories, and loving harmony just pouring in to our participants today and to all our membership and our friends and family. So let's receive a new divine connection and be thankful of the many blessings as we breathe, relax, smile, have fun, and win, knowing that today is a precious gift. Well, as we begin our year, we are looking at some of the celestial influences, which are different qualities of light. And we're thinking and talking about light today. And when you think of astrology, which folks have multiple opinions on, but, you know, practically speaking, you know, when there's a full moon, the police department puts on more people because they know statistically that the energy of the day is intensified. So I want to just comment a minute on the beginning of the year with January and February, and specifically how we have been moving through Venus retrograde and now Mercury retrograde. And these are planets that we can see with our naked eye, and they shine their light upon us. And astrologers would contend that all the stars have a celestial influence. And Al Manning, a founder of our Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab and author of 23 books, would contend that the planets between us and the sun have a stronger influence on us. So as we see Venus and we see Mercury, we notice that the beginning of the year started with Venus retrograde. Well, Venus is the planet that rules the heart, while Mercury is the planet that rules the mind. Retrograde is reverse motion, and those celestial energies tend to work in reverse during that timetable. So with Venus retrograde, which happens once every year and a half, the good news is that it's behind us for another year and a half. And that opening month of January was a time when folks could feel more vulnerable and emotional and dissatisfied. So our opening month of the new year, starting in January, was more challenging for many people, especially those ruled by Venus, like Libra, which I am. But it was a more emotionally challenging time. And, of course, we don't have to belabor how bad it was for so many, but just the extreme weather is one example of people's dissatisfaction and emotional challenge. You know, sitting in the dark with no power or heat in the middle of a winter storm is not very upbeat. So I want to just comment on the celestial influences for a moment more, because we're in the last tail end of this, because we had 6 weeks of Venus retrograde, then about 6 day break, and now 3 weeks of Mercury retrograde. We're in the last couple of weeks as we hit the new moon at the end of the month here. We will be all systems go, and as far as all of the major planets go, and so we have been looking forward to that more directed time, because the light of love, which Venus is, and the light of mind, which Mercury is, will be working with us rather than against us. So I just mentioned those celestial influences so that everybody can have a reference as to what some of what we've been going through to start our new year. And of course, in the lab, in spiritual science, we're always endeavoring to renew our light, our love, our spiritual energy, our good God fortune. And so having an awareness of how things are on a celestial influence level helps us to get a grip. So for me, with the Mercury retro that we're having now and will until the end of the month, I endeavor to strive for patience, especially in communications. I say less, not more. I limit my exposure to public gatherings. We're having this anyway this month. It's not the best time to have it, except people have a greater need for spiritual illumination when there are a number of more challenging aspects and influences. So if you've had a rougher time than usual to start your year, you're not alone. And the point is in realizing that the cosmos itself is sending extra challenges our way for the purposes of our growth and renewal, we can have a greater understanding of what's going on and not blame ourselves for it. Oh, why am I so crazy? Why am I so emotional? Well, the universe is stirring the pot of the celestial influences with the intent of taking us to the next level in the spiral of growth. So our magic word that we're using for 2014 is I declare. Again, we are thinking of the creative power of the spoken word. And it is another form of let there be. It's taking a personal responsibility of I and then declare I am using my free will to speak the words that I want to create. So I declare, let there be light, love, peace, and joy for you and me and our ESP Laboratory family as we make good effort to continue to turn to the light as we seek to better understand the light and be the light. Now I'm going to turn to our light meditation for February, and we're choosing the green light. And when you think of the green light in terms of your chakras, the green light is heart-based. So you may start your meditation with considering the light within your heart, the love within your heart, and your connection to spiritual forces and to the light within and the light without. So join me with me as we focus on the loving power of the green light of healing, life with growth and prosperity. Let's play with the Gronky Doddles and nature spirits as we experience this living, loving light of nature. Let us tune in and tune into the green garments of the Earth Mother and feel oneness with all green living things. Let us experience a shimmering green, alive, flowing, love energy and positive growth-oriented transformation with wholeness, wellness, peace, protection, prosperity, renewal, and new growth with the power of the green light. Let us know that we are uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us and find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God if the term is okay with you. Let your imagination fill in any blanks. Though there is always a response from feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on you ever so lovingly. Bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on your aura. Then, as you feel ready, invite the light to turn to a brilliant emerald green color and continue. I feel the shimmering green light flooding my aura and my being with its love and super cleansing, healing, growth, and strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, fun, and enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers, psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth, with laughter, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and extra, extra fun and love, as it burns, laughs, and loves away, purifies, and completely annihilate anything that is in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life. I accept good cheer and good health with celebration, charisma, and success, and I am filled to the happy, loving, overflowing point now, so I gladly share my good by directing the energy to flow out to each one of us participating, all our Night Light members and all our Spiritual Science and ESP Lab members, and through their personal experiences back to our spiritual centers of ESP Lab and the Spiritual Science Church. So let us feel thanks with a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the great energy flows back to me. Thanks for the privilege of sharing the light. Now, in our Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab, we offer a monthly color meditation. And these meditations are with the intent of tuning us in to different qualities of light which are reflected by the rainbow. And when we think of the rainbow, and some folks call the rainbow God's promise, but it is a reflection of your own light body, which is made up of the red energy of your root center, the orange of your spleen, the yellow, and so on, up the green of your heart, the blue of your throat. And so we focus on these different light meditations, indigo for the brow, red-violet for the crown chakra, white for above the crown chakra. And as we tune into these different light meditations, we are making that light more present within our life experience. And, of course, some would equate the light with spirit and think of spirit as all-pervasive. And some would say, well, why bother to spirit or seek the light because it's always present. Well, spirit is always with us, and where it is invoked, there it is in a more potent format. So as we invoke the light becomes more real for us, and so that's what we are about today. So we're going to switch to a ceremony, and the intent of the ceremony will be to broadcast more light on our trail, in our minds, in our hearts, in our spiritual bodies, and to invoke the light, tune into the light, enhance the light, be one with the light, be the light, and broadcast the light to all creation for the benefit of all. So toward that end, we are going to take a few tools, and then we will officially start our ritual, our ceremony of light, in which we invite, invoke spiritual forces to join with us and be with us and bless our actions, that these actions may be fruitful and that our days may be blessed. And as I talked about some of the more challenging influences to start the year, we're almost through them. We've been through, at this point, we've been through more than 6 weeks of almost continuous, well, actually, more than 8 weeks of almost continuous challenging celestial influences. And I would say I've fared better than most, and I feel like the reason for that is, number one, I have awareness that, hey, we're going to have the blizzard of challenging celestial influences. And so, two, I take the step of managing my affairs to consider those influences. And three, I just tend to pray unceasing so that I can, as much as possible, connect with the divine, and through that connection, be blessed and uplifted and transcend many of the challenges that other folks are going through. Now, the tools we suggest that you bring if you want to participate in fullness where you are is, we have a chalice of water and I think before we get into this, it's worthy to consider Al's article on paganism on the in this month's newsletter, because I think it's relevant to the task at hand. We do have Mercury commenting in the newsletter that all the gods are simply one god, and that's an ancient Druid writing that all the gods are one god. And in spiritual science and in the Catholic Church too, for example, people talk about God being everywhere, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. So, you know, the teaching of numbers of religions is that God is everywhere and in everything. And so for those who say, well, there are many gods, with a small g, that's another word for power personality. And in the ancient world, the tuning into various power personalities was practical, just like if you needed your electrical socket repaired, you wouldn't call a plumber, and you wouldn't call the president if you needed your toilet fixed. So, and if you think of the history of the Catholic Church for a minute, they kind of took this concept of many gods with a small g, many power personalities to help you through your day and your specific needs, and would suggest that you contact a different saint for that. So they took an old concept, they made it new by saying, well, don't talk to, you know, Pan if you want prosperity, talk to Saint so-and-so. And so, like I have a St. Jude candle up here, and he was the saint that you would talk to for impossible situations. But in any event, the little mini theme of Al's article is all gods are one god, and it's all related, all one creation, and it all works together. This is Al's words. According to the dictionary, pagan is a term bestowed on non-members of the Christian, Hebrew, or Muslim faith by uptight, bigoted hardliners. Many polytheists, Wiccans, agnostics wear the title pagan proudly. As an eclectic, I guess I fit in there somewhere, at least because one of my best sellers is Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft. The Muslims call anybody not of their faith an infidel. But in this country, the Southern Baptists disagree with the Northern Baptists to the point of considering them amateur pagans. One world, one God. It's fun to tease my Rosicrucian friends that Egypt ruled the world until Amenhotep IV decided to become Akhenaten and threw out all the old gods in favor of the one God theory. And the Egyptian civilization went right down the tubes. It's easy to see that the one God is completely impersonal, causing the sun to shine and the rain to fall upon the just and unjust, or, as my papa said, it rains on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And sexless. So it ministers to its creation by a series of lesser gods, angels, avatars, or whatever else they may be called. Call the powerful spirits who work through the ESP lab God's ministering angel and my good friends. Like, who says you can't make friends with the high spirits? So the affirmation that goes with this is, I place myself and all of my affairs lovingly in the hands of God and you, its wonderful ministering angels, and my good friends with a childlike trust. That which is for my highest good shall come to me. That which is my highest good comes to me now. I call it delegating my anxieties to spirit. ESP, including spirit contact, is prevalent throughout the pagan, occult, psychic world. In some bigots' eyes, we're all pagans, but that's their problem. Let's enjoy being exactly what we are and move forward and onward together. And, of course, Al's complete series on ESP and you is available at esplab.com. The basic point is that when we think of angels for a minute, and we think of different angels for different purposes, like Raphael is considered the divine archangel of healing, and his name in Hebrew means God has healed or God is healing. So back to that quality of the rainbow, you could say the rainbow is God, and all the colors are God, and life is God, and the world and the universe is God, and there's different qualities of God, if you would. And so, you know, it's fun to think about. It expands our minds. The point is, how does spirit contact work for you? And as a kid, I know that when my mother told me I could pray to God and he would answer prayers, and I said, God, I really need a puppy bad, and as a five-year-old, and then at the next Sunday church service, there were puppies under the culprit, and I got one. I didn't need to go to anybody else to get my wish granted or my prayer resolved. Same thing when I was drowning in a riptide, and when I thought I was going to drown, I said, oh, God, please help me. And I came down, and my foot hit the sand, and I felt a little foolish. But in any event, the point is, how do we contact spirit? And we are attempting to do that today, and from my perspective, we are doing that right now. And ceremonies with religious observances are one way of contacting the light. And in reality, you are the great light, and it resides within your physical body. We have chosen to incarnate with the intent of, hey, let's grow our spiritual self through having these different sets of experiences. So now we are going to turn to our ceremonial ritual side of our servants today. And so lend me your minds, for we are all magical minds. They're all spiritual forces. So reach with me to the lands of the east, and let us invoke the great creative power of fire and the angel Michael on that ray of the solar radiance, and invoke that into our circle saying, welcome, east. Let us turn to the west and pull the creative power of the thoughts and wisdom of angelic and spiritual forces on the ray of Gabriel. We say, welcome, Gabriel. As we turn to the south, the lands of the earth, we pull the treasures of the earth into our circle with the invocation of the angel of the earth. Welcome, Uriel. And we reach to the north, the lands of healing and divine waters, the waters of life. Invoke the angel of healing. Welcome, Raphael.
Welcome, Raphael.
We reach high above and say, welcome, sky, the earth below. Welcome, earth. And we invite all sparks of light that are positive and creative throughout the multiverse to join with us and come and be here in this circle to add your creative energy and strength. And I light a new candle today, and I'm lighting a red candle. And one thing I have done to help give me the energy to get through the last months has been to wear red almost every day. Red is the color of energy, vitality. It is the blood of the races. It is the wine of life. And as I light this candle, I invite the creative fire of universal forces, of God, of Goddess, of Mother, of Father, of angels, of creative spirits, of the fire of the light to be with us and blaze brightly knowing that the great light is here invoked. I am the light, gonna meet the light, only goodness shall result. I am the light, gonna meet the light, only goodness shall result. I am the light, gonna meet the light, only goodness shall result. I am the light, going to meet the light, only goodness shall result. And to the heavens, into the realms of spirits and thoughts, I hold up this chalice of the water of life, invoking Mother Nature, the Holy Spirit.
No, they ain't.
And we invite the light to pour forth its radiance into these waters that we may share it with universal cosmic forces and receive all we need and more as we are blessed. I'm now drinking the water, and I'm sharing the excess with my Great Danes, pouring it in their bowls, saying, share with us this water of living life. And now I'm going to take my prayer sheet, and I am declaring, let there be life, life, good fortune for all participants. And that's in our call today in our Spiritual Science Center and ESP Lab, so mote it be. So I'm taking this.
Get out of there.
This prayer made of wood, paper, and I'm burning it. And we're going to add the higher power, send the light. Higher power, send the light to we. Higher power, send the lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love and send abundance from above. Higher power, send the light. We're also going to add the chant for dispelling confusion since we have two more weeks of Mercury retrograde. Higher power, send the light to we. Higher power, send your powerful light to we. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. Higher power, send the light to we. Higher power, send the powerful light to we. Send the orange light to we. Sweep away the clouds of mind. Leave confusion far behind. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. So, let us know that the good spirits and the positive power personalities have heard our request for more light on our trail, for more light in our minds, for more light in our hearts, for the light of inspiration and creativity and prosperity and loving harmony just pouring in to our personal life experiences. So now we're going to reach up to the heaven and pull the creative power of the heavens into our being, saying, the heavens love me. And let's reach down to the treasures of the earth and pull them from their current location into ourselves, into our personal life experience, saying, the treasuries of the earth love me. Let us reach out to all life everywhere and all creative sparks of love and laughter and say, all life loves me. And now let us declare in togetherness, it is done in togetherness, finished in togetherness, for we have set it in togetherness with Mama Universe and the powers that be, and it is so. And now I'm going to turn off the recording element of this conference, and then we'll open it up to questions and comments. So I should be right back to you. So wait.